This is certainly a very different way to begin today's program. Hello, I'm Keith Parent, and welcome to the Happy Station Show, this week coming to you from Bali in Indonesia. There we go, some traditional Balinese music beginning today's program. Now, before we get to what we have on today's show, let me tell you some interesting little facts first about Indonesia and stuff that you should know before you travel there. Now, first of all, Indonesia is a very big country. It's not one solid landmass. It's made up of a series of islands. The capital, of course, is Jakarta. Now, it is the most populous Muslim country in the world. Nearly 94% of the population of Indonesia is Muslim. Mind you, that is not the majority of the entire population. There are those who follow Hindu or Balinese Hinduism, as well as some local beliefs, Christianity and Buddhism. Bali, however, is mainly Balinese Hinduism, and it is very different from the rest of the country. Very different indeed. Now, let's talk about currency. I can proudly say that while I was in Bali, I had 6 million in cash in my pocket. Yes, 6 million. Now, I know that many of you already are saying, Keith, well, what is that in US dollars? Well, that is approximately $630 US. If you are planning a trip to Bali in Indonesia, I would suggest, however, you do a little bit of research online to find out where would be best to exchange your currency. Now, here in Taiwan, I exchange my currency at the Taiwan International Airport. And for every one Taiwan dollar, I got 354 Indonesian rupiah. One for 354. When I arrived in Bali at the international airport, after clearing customs, I saw a row. It must have been around 15 foreign exchange shops, offering the rate of one Taiwan dollar for 200 Indonesian rupiah. Then, finally, when we made our way to Seminyaka, the area of Bali where I was staying, the local exchange shops for one Taiwan dollar would give me 190 Indonesian rupiah. So you can see why you would have to do your research. Now, the Indonesian rupiah come in different denominations. There's the $100,000 note, the $50,000, $20,000, $10,000, $5,000, and $2,000. Now, it's more than likely that if you go to a foreign exchange shop, especially outside Bali, they will give you only 100,000 notes. I would suggest, however, that once you arrive, going to a local shop and buying a package of gum or something very small so you can get small change. And the reason is for taxi drivers. Because it is not uncommon in Indonesia, especially in Bali, though they'll have a meter. And maybe your journey costs, say, 15,000 Indonesian rupiah. You give him a 100,000 note, and he'll say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any change. Well, the likely chance of him not having change is the same likely chance of me, well, becoming a woman. It is just impossible, right? So always have small change. Never ask a taxi driver, oh, how much will it cost me? Get in and say, start the meter. Now, some people I know listening right now will think, you know, well, I can get into a taxi and negotiate a deal. Well, you'll be negotiating a good deal, and the good deal is not for yourself, but it is, in fact, for the taxi driver. So always make sure that the meter is running. Get in and say, listen, man, start the meter now. That is the best way. On today's edition of the program, we're going to be doing a, well, as the Australians would say, a little bit of a walkabout around Seminyaka in Bali, Indonesia. My two guests who you're going to be hearing on the program are two people that were on the show last year at exactly the same time, Simon Taplin and his wife, Sharon Hoon. Now, Sharon is a little bit microphone shy, so you'll be hearing her voice pop up every now and again. Simon, on the other hand, well, is a walking, talking machine. You can't keep him quiet. So he's the perfect guest to have on our little walkabout program today. Now, as for the music on today's show, I was trying to decide what direction we should go. And I decided to go for a little bit unusual and a little bit strange. Yes, we are going to be taking a listen to some Indonesian singers, but not folk music. We're going to listen to pop songs, of course. But the Indonesian singers that we'll be listening to are singers that also had very big careers outside of Indonesia. They had hits in places like Malaysia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Thailand, and the Netherlands. So we're going to begin with one of them right now. It's a singer that we've played a number of times on this program. In fact, she was a guest on the show in the late 1970s when Happy Station celebrated its 50th anniversary. Her name is Anika Grendel. She was born in Indonesia, but then emigrated to the Netherlands when she was a very young girl. Her early days as a singer, she would record songs in numerous languages, including Indonesian, Dutch, French, Spanish, German, and of course, English. We begin today's show with one of her early songs that was a big hit in Indonesia when it came out in the early 1960s. It's called O Papaya. Here's Anika Grendel.
Hello, hello, O Papaya. Nona sarong sumpa ke kaus terabek. Hello, hello, O Papaya. Nona sarong sumpa ke kaus terabek. Hello, hello, oh, oh, nona. Jangan permalukan kita, oh, nona. Mari kita pergi membeli kaus yang bagus. Hello, hello, kawan saya. Jangan lupa besok malam ada pesta. Halo, halo, kawan saya. Mari kita beramai pergi di sana. Halo, halo, mari kita bersatu dan bergirang girangan. Jangan lupa hei kawanku bergiranglah. Jangan lupa besok malam ada pesta. Halo, halo, kawan saya. Mari kita beramai pergi di sana. Halo, halo, mari kita bersatu dan bergirang girangan. Jangan lupa hei kawanku bergiranglah.
The fantastic Anika Grendel with O Papaya, beginning today's show. Well, let's now begin with our little bit of a walking tour around Indonesia on our first night in Seminyaka. How long have you been coming to Indonesia, Simon? You never told me. We've been here for a few days. Is this like your third time here or what?
Well, I mean, living in Singapore, it's with budget airlines these days, it's just so convenient to, well, it's like a back garden, really. You know, hop on a budget airline and 2 hours and you're in Bali. It's wonderful.
But that's actually the same for the rest of this part of Asia, because
yeah, Thailand and Cambodia. I've just come back from Siem Reap. Beautiful, absolutely amazing place. Mm-hmm. It's just so convenient being based in Singapore as a hub. With the budget, as long as you get the bookings right, it's mm-hmm. It's a beautiful place to explore the whole of Asia. I mean, with the budget airlines, it's Bali is great. I love it. It's temperate climate.
Right. Oops. Now this of course is one of the most popular tourist destinations in this part of Asia.
Tax
Europeans. So many Europeans come here. What is the appeal? Because as an infrastructure, well, I'm still waiting to see any type of infrastructure. Yeah, I mean, there's some nice restaurants, some nice shops. It's relatively inexpensive. But what is the appeal? Like when you say take other areas that are highly developed and there's a lot of infrastructure.
Well, it's the Balinese culture. I mean, that's what's appealing. It's the way of life in Bali. They live their life through religion. I mean, putting out offerings in the morning for the spirits, dancing to appease the spirits. So I nearly tripped over a pothole there.
Yeah. Speaking of infrastructure, and you know, there's a fence that we just passed by, and they've just put it in, but it looks like it's already falling down.
Yeah. It's through religion, the way they live their life. There's always a ceremony going on. You can't actually predict when the ceremonies are going to happen. Well, there is a way. There is a special calendar. Mm-hmm. But often you'll just come upon it by chance, and it's just the most charming experience because they live their life through religion, and that is the charm of Bali.
Well, one of the interesting things that I've seen so far is at nighttime, if you walk around at night and there's not very much light in the streets, you'll see these little boxes that have a little bit of food and some flowers in them, and they're usually in front of shops and businesses. And even at the villa that we're staying at, the maid goes around and puts them out every day. It's quite fascinating.
This is to appease the spirits. Mm-hmm. Not appease the spirits, but to feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so it's religiously done throughout, you know, breakfast, lunch, and then supper time. But yeah, to what they actually cook and what they actually do, I'm not sure about the actual offerings and what they offer them, but I guess it's whatever they're cooking. I think it's something to do with whatever they're cooking for that day. They will just donate, you know, a portion to the spirits.
It's rather unusual. So your wife here, Sharon, is suggesting that we either walk or we take a... That was the other thing I wanted to ask you about. We're walking, and especially at nighttime, you hear taxi bus, or is it taxi boss?
It's boss.
Boss.
Yes. Yeah, so it's taxi boss. Yes, you are the boss. So do you want a taxi boss?
Uh-huh.
So you become taxi boss. Taxi bosses.
Uh-huh. So it's just them.
Anyway, I think we should take a cab because I don't think I can negotiate these potholes at this time of night.
Alibaba, Alimata Karanjanga Boleli had no Naya Muda. The Ali Oran Varia, Kabanyani Dan Vadenda. The Ali Babin Kazaram, the Linda Darina Yamara. Alibaba, Alibaba. Orang nyamani sidung nyaman cung panjang kumisnya. Alibaba, Alibaba, Ali suka badendang lagu nyari yang la 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 la. Di orang yang manis hidung yang mancung panjang kumisnya. Alibaba, Alibaba, Ali suka berdendang lagunya riang la 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 la.
So where are we going?
Pomeroy Street.
What?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Are you recording?
Yes, of course.
Where does the word taxi boss come from?
He interview you.
Why is it taxi boss?
Taxi.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why taxi boss?
No boss.
Well, this is just a plain taxi.
Just plain the taxi. The meter, yeah. Please.
No?
Meter, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes,
yeah.
Now?
No, we're trying to come from where the word taxi boss come from.
Go straight. Oboroi. Oboroi? Yes.
Okay. You know, is it true that if you come here, it's always better to ask the taxi driver to put the meter on?
Yes. Everything's done by meter. Mm-hmm. Should be.
Is that because if they don't run the meter, they'll charge you a lot more?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Same as some of the money changes. I've heard that some of the calculators are a bit off.
Well, you know, this is the extraordinary thing, Simon. You know, I exchanged my currency before leaving Taiwan. And for Taiwan dollar, it was one Taiwan dollar for 300. I got 356 Indonesian rupiah. But at the airport, I saw one for 200. And then not far from the villa here, I saw one place, one for 190. That's a big difference.
Yeah, it's always best to, you know, maybe do your research in advance before you fly to Indonesia. Maybe just check with the airport exchange on the airport information site. They usually have a list of currency exchange rates, you know, which you will get at the airport. But for sure, you're not going to get a good rate in town, for sure. I mean, it's a business after all, you know, they're bound to make. So yeah, you need to do your homework.
So why is it then that this place is so popular?
Well, again, it just goes back to the religion, the Hinduism, just the way it's involved as an integral part of their life, and it's something you have to really visit. I mean, visit to, you know, understand Bali.
Are we
at and
a
hold on.
Sorry. Is this Oboroi?
Yeah.
The shopping area.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things that you really have to experience. It is a very zen place, and it is a very calm and tranquil place. The Balinese people are very gentle and beautiful. And
I've noticed here, looking around, very laid back,
and it's something you can't describe. You need to just come here on holiday and experience that, have the whole Bali experience, and hope you're lucky enough to run into some of the festivals and. And if you're lucky enough to see a cremation, and that's one of the big spectacular events to see here is a cremation in Bali. Mm-hmm.
Here?
Yes.
You mean here?
In Bali, yeah. It's a big celebration in Hinduism because you're being reincarnated, you're being reborn into...
Up the street?
No, just...
Some certain area.
Yeah. Okay. Obviously not in the centres of town, but...
Is this Oboroi?
Yeah,
how long
like
is...
Ubud.
How?
Okay.
Which is the kind of like the cultural center of Bali.
Uh-huh. They are okay if for people to visit.
Sorry?
I mean...
No,
yeah.
They are okay. It's a festival. It's a celebration.
Celebration.
Shopping
is rebirth of life.
Oh, okay.
So it's a big celebration. If there's a cremation going on, it's a party.
So it's like an Irish funeral almost. It's not like a time to mourn, it's a time to celebrate because they're going off to another level.
Of course, for sure, okay. Yeah.
selingkuh, tetapi ternyata dirimu bermain di belakangku. Saat ku melihatmu, kau sedang mesraan dengan seorang yang ku kenal. Oh, kamu ketahuan pacaran lagi dengan dirinya, teman baikku. Oh, kamu ketahuan pacaran lagi dengan dirinya, teman baikku.
What about for, like, you know, your wife was just, your wife kept saying shopping. I counted her saying the word shopping about 10 times. Is this, like, one of the fun activities here?
Well, Bali's, they're very very creative, the Balinese. Very unique design. And the shop's all very, very individual. So whether it be arts and crafts or fashion or leather goods, there's each shop. You don't get all of these chains. Oh, there's a bit of a festival going on here. No, it's you don't get the, you know, standards. Where, you know, a lot of places in Europe now, you go down the high street, there's a.
So you get like all the big designer shops.
Yeah, all the big brands. There's a uniqueness. There's an individuality about the place, which attracts people. So
this one is actually just called the flea market.
Yes, but I'm scratching
already. Would this be local Balinese designers?
Yes.
Or would it be stock? Let's say they buy from China and then get it sent over.
No. It's a majority of it is locally made in Bali. Yes. Yeah. So it's very unique, and that's the attraction to Bali.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit strange because it's either maybe it's the time of the day, but there's not many people here.
It's still early on. I think people are probably having a siesta after the beach. And,
so this would this be like, for example, like the night market that many people in other parts of Asia are familiar with, where people only go out at like at 10 o'clock at night and then stay till 1 in the morning.
Yeah, precisely.
Ah.
Yeah, there we go. There's another boss. It's yes, boss. Taxi.
Boss. Is it only here that they say that, or in other parts of East Asia as well?
Yeah, no. It's very unique to Indonesia. Mm.
What is quite interesting for people that have never been here before is throughout the region, you will see these. They're almost like private temples. But they actually, yesterday we were walking in one area and it was actually somebody's house.
Yeah, I mean, every house has a temple within. It's even if you happen to holiday in a villa in Bali, you will see a temple in the corner of the villa.
Mm-hmm.
And this is by, well, it's by law. In fact, if you build a house in Bali, you have to allow a certain area for the temple. Every house has to have a temple to enable you to do your daily offerings, mm-hmm. to appease the spirits. This is part of Balinese culture.
But what about for like the rest of Indonesia, or is it just here, in this area?
This uniquely Bali,
right?
Yeah, because Bali is very unique. That it's a Hindu population, or Hindu spiritualism, mm-hmm. Where the rest of Indonesia is obviously Muslim.
Yeah, because, I mean, Indonesia is one of the... Well, actually is the most populous Muslim country in the world. In many other areas, you will see disturbances and problems that go amongst different communities. But what about here in Indonesia? Has it ever happened, for example, in Bali, which is predominantly Hindu, having problems?
Well, Indonesia has had its... problems.
You also have to watch when you cross the street here.
It's actually, yeah, you do have to watch, but you never, same as in Vietnam, you never change your, motorcyclists anticipate your movement, so you never change your course of direction, so don't hesitate, just go, because they anticipate your move. If you change, then they'll...
What? Oh, he's got a leaf, yes.
If you hesitate, they can't anticipate your move, and that's when accidents happen. So if you're crossing the road, just cross, don't stop. Same as in Vietnam. Ho Chi Minh City, I'd say. Ho Chi Minh City has a population of 7 million people, and there's 4 million mopeds in Ho Chi Minh City.
But that sounds rather dangerous. You're like, oh, I'm just going to cross the street blindfolded and put my life into the hands of...
That's the way you do it. You just walk.
Really?
You just walk and you don't stop. If you stop and change your mind, you're going to cause trouble. So you just walk. They anticipate your move.
It sounds a little bit like an organized chaos.
It is, totally, totally. The system works very well.
Uh-huh. Now, I mean, you're from Singapore. Have you ever driven, here? And if you have driven here, is there a big difference? Or do you just drive and like, this road is mine, I'm just going to do what I want because everybody else will avoid me?
Pretty much so, yeah. Just don't think, just do it. Same as crossing the road, just walk.
That's quite
frightening. It's a bit disconcerting coming from Europe or Singapore. Uh-huh. But in Asia, the system works. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And by the way, if you've tuned in, you're listening to a special edition of your program, The Happy Station Show, from PCJ Radio, this week coming to you from Bali Island in Indonesia. If you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com, and you can listen to this program again, as well as all past editions, by going to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Now, right there, we took a little listen to our first night in Seminyak in Bali. Now, you're probably wondering what the music you heard there was. Well, we took a listen to a band called Ketahuan with a song called Playboy, and then a very popular girl band from the 1960s called Dara Puspita with Alibaba. There's no mention of the 40 Thieves. Well, before we get to our next segment, let's now have a little bit more music. Now, these were two brothers from Indonesia that started a group called the Blue Diamonds. They also had a number of hits, not just in Indonesia, but also in the Netherlands as well. Here's one of their early ones. It's not an Indonesian song, and it's not even a Dutch song. And in fact, it's a Japanese song that they recorded in English. The song is called Sukiyaki. Here are the Blue Diamonds from Indonesia. Blue Diamonds from Indonesia with Sukiyaki. Well, it's now time that we actually head off for dinner. Now, one thing about Bali is all the taxi drivers do speak English in some way, shape, or form. So as Simon was sitting in the front seat of a little blue taxi, he started talking to the taxi driver, and some of them are quite direct about what they think of the capital, Jakarta.
Unique to Bali, yeah? Anywhere else in Indonesia? Taxi bus in Jakarta?
No? In Jakarta?
Yeah. The word taxi bus.
Oh, that was taxi bus. In Jakarta,
no one used taxi bus in Jakarta.
Oh, taxi Jakarta. That's Bluebird from Jakarta. Taxi Jakarta.
Taxi Jakarta.
That's Bluebird.
Ah.
Taxi Jakarta.
No, but taxi bus is unique to Bali, is it?
Yeah. But you only buy to buy holiday to Bali, you must.
You must what?
You only to buy to Bali. You must bring money to Bali, not bring you money to Jakarta.
Understand?
Okay.
I understand.
Chandra.
We thought it was taxi from Jakarta. You bring money. You holiday to Bali. You bring to money Jakarta.
Really?
Same like hotel, big hotel.
So, yeah.
Many in Kuta now.
Yeah.
From Jakarta. You live in a hotel in Bali, holiday to Bali, but
okay.
Bali get nothing.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Only get traffic, VC.
Are you from Balinese?
Yes, Bali. 100%
Bali. 100%
Bali. Yes, from plane, my father, mother,
grandfather. Exactly. So Jakarta take all the money, does it?
Yes, everything like airport, Bali get nothing.
100,000.
That's four, get nothing.
But aren't they building a new airport north of Bali?
In Bali?
Yeah, a new airport, number
new
two.
Airport.
Yeah.
That airport? Now look not like Bali airport. Look now, new
it's
building.
But aren't they building a new airport in the north of Bali?
Which one?
That one. That number two. Number two, north Bali.
Oh, number two, not Bali.
North, the top of Bali.
That you mean in airport now?
Yeah, they're building a second airport in Bali.
No, no second airport,
no.
Have second, only one airport.
But are there plans to build a new airport in Bali?
But I think too hard to get good lesson from Jakarta. From your pusat, Jakarta? Not loud, maybe. No, meet again. Enough one.
So what is unique about Bali? What's special about Bali?
Special about Bali.
Yeah.
You can see. It's before and with now, it's very different now, Bali.
Oh, too many tourists.
Not too many tourists. Building, everything, that's changed.
Oh, much traffic.
Much traffic, yes.
Any big celebrations coming up?
Celebration?
Yeah, like big cremation coming up or festival.
Festival, I think it's... August, I think.
What festival is that?
Yes, festival Kuta Carnival, I think.
Uh-huh.
Next month, I think. Next month, yeah.
Kite festival?
Yes, good.
Kite festival?
Kite?
Yeah.
You mean like finding?
Flying kite.
Oh, flying kite already finished.
Oh, finished. When was that?
Finished. Last month.
Last month. Okay. Well, very busy, yeah.
Not so busy now. Last week is very busy. Last week very busy. Everywhere traffic.
Traffic jam in Bali. One street, five cars, two chickens, and three cats. So Simon, what is this place?
Well, Bali's famous for babi guling.
What is babi guling if you translate it into English?
The suckling pig.
Something barbecue.
Barbecue.
It sounds like
yes.
Baba guling?
Babi guling, like baby pig.
Uh huh.
Baby pig. So it's a delicacy here in Bali, and. It's just an off-spin from babi guling, really. So they have a lot of pork on the menu, a lot of ribs, and a lot of meat, actually.
You know, since now we're in a restaurant, going to order food. I didn't ask you what is food like here. I mean, is there a big selection? Is it expensive? I mean, what can you expect?
Food in Indonesia. Pretty much the same across Southeast Asia. I mean, chicken is a very popular dish. Ayam, which is chicken, and goreng, which is fried. So ayam goreng, or soto, mi soto, which is a chicken soup, really. Nasi lemak, which is a rice dish, coconut cooked in rice with fish. It's a pretty staple diet here in Southeast Asia. Bali's an exception in Indonesia. Obviously, being Hindu, they don't eat beef, but they eat pork. Pork's very big on the menu here in Bali. And we're here at Naughty Nuris Warung. Warung is a restaurant in Indonesia. So this is, I'd say it's pretty a contemporary restaurant here. There's a lot of local Balinese and Westerners. It's a very cultural mix here.
Well, what about, like, for example, food prices? I mean, is there a big selection? Let's say if you don't want to eat Southeast Asian, can you go for Western?
There's a three-tier price range. You can either eat very local, so you can eat for a dollar or a couple of dollars, or you can go mid-range, or then you can eat fine Western dining, so French cuisine, which is at the high end. So there's a price point for everyone here.
And what is the quality like of food here?
Excellent. It's all very well cooked. Don't think I've really had a bad meal here, really.
Really? Not at all? Because, you know, somebody told me, they said there's something you have to watch out here called the Bali belly.
Well...
Or is that just from water?
I think I have quite a seasoned stomach. I seem to have done pretty well. But you've got to be careful of the beef rendang.
Yeah, and it's rendang, not another pronunciation that I had yesterday, which I'm not going to say. Yes.
I said beef rendang, and Keith said to me, well, I pronounced it rendang. And he said, what? Red dung? What are you eating? No, it's rendang. Rendang is a very traditional Indonesian and Malaysian dish, actually, which is it's beef which is cured in coconuts. And it's mildly spiced, I would say, but it's cured over a long period of time. But it's delicious.
I think now we should actually look at the menu and start ordering some food. What do you think?
I think so. I'm getting hungry. I'm talking about all this food.
And that was the voice of Simon Taplin. You may remember him last year when he was on the program that we did from Singapore, talking about all the funny acronyms in the city. Well, we met up with him in Indonesia, and he was visited a walkabout of Seminyak in Bali Island in Indonesia. Now, if you want more information about the stuff that we talked about in the program, there will be a special section on the PCJ website that'll be dedicated to it, that'll include a lot of pictures and some other information as well. So do check it out. We should have it online in about 2 weeks or so. The URL, of course, is, as always, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Now, before we go, once again, if you wish to contact us, our email address is hs@pcjmedia.com, which should be quite easy to remember, except I don't know why, but somebody sent an email saying, I couldn't find your email, what is it? My reply to them is, well, if you wrote me an email, you have it. And then they went, oh, I'm right. You see, some people just are completely mad. In this case, just downright silly. Now, I'm wondering if he was just putting my leg on it or he really was a nitwit. But nevertheless, thank you very much, Mr. Nitwit, who didn't sign his name. People keep doing that, you know. They write us, either by snail mail, don't put a return address, or an email and don't put a name. So we can only guess, but I'm not a mind reader. Anyway, we do have time for one more piece of music before we go. Now, as you know, the music on today's show was, well, mainly Indonesian, but Indonesian with a difference because they were bands and singers that were also known outside Indonesia throughout Southeast Asia. We're going to move to one now, a very young singer. Well, she was young when she started her career. Her name was Sandra Remen. She was also from Indonesia and had a big recording career in the Netherlands. Now, the song that we're going to take listen to is being sung in Dutch. I'm not even going to pronounce it because I'm sure that many of you will recognize it right away.
Johnny is geweldig lief, schreef ik op een blaadje in mijn schrift.
Samen zitten wij in de klas, waar dat het middag was, want dan loop je met me mee. Niemand anders dan wij twee. Ik weet nu wat liefde is, en dat ik mij niet vergis. Jij houdt net zoveel van mij, dit gaat nooit meer voorbij. Elke dag als je op me wacht, dat de wereld lacht en al is het koud op straat. Ik word warm als jij er staat. Ik weet nu wat liefde is en dat ik mij niet vergis. Jij houdt net zoveel van mij, dit gaat nooit meer voorbij. Waarom kent een roman een vrouw vecht om een man? Ik weet nu wat liefde is en dat ik mij niet vergis. Hij houdt net zoveel van mij, dit gaat nooit meer voorbij.
Indonesian singer Sandra Remmer, and she was a big hit. She had a big hit with that song in the Netherlands, and as well as a number of others as well. You probably know the song. If you don't know what it is, I'm not going to tell you because I want to see how many people do know. Our address is hs@pcjmedia.com. Now, before we go and continue with our next item, I'd like to say hello to Rafael Rodriguez in Bogota, Colombia. We received your letter dated June 28th, and it's a very nice letter. And I like what you actually included on the back, a photo stat of the receiver that you were listening to us on. I did something very stupid when I opened the letter. I cut right through it. Yes. Don't know what happened. Anyway, thank you very much for your letter. We're going to be sending you our QSL card, as well as some other Happy Station and PCJ goodies. That'll be in the post very soon. If you wish to send us a snail mail like they did, you can find the address at our website, www.pcjmedia.com. At the end of June, by the way, we did have a special broadcast that we put out that we didn't announce. Do you know what it is? Some people did, and some people wrote us saying that they heard this totally by accident and that it was a pleasure. Now, for our partner stations who are receiving this program right now, you didn't get it. You got something completely different. But don't worry, we'll be bringing you that special program next week here on Happy Station. And by the way, there is a bit of a Tom Meyer involvement. That's all I'll say right now. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for on this special edition of the Happy Station Show. This week coming to you from Bali Island, Seminyaka in Indonesia. So on behalf of everyone that helped put the program together, this is Keith Perron saying so long. Au revoir. Au wiedersehen. Adios amigos. And as always, sayonara. Thank you.
This is PCJ Radio on 88.2 FM. This is PCJ Radio on 107.5 FM in Nairobi, Kenya. And nationwide on 5. This is PCJ Radio on KBCT in Waco, Texas. This is PCJ Radio on 9955 kilohertz to Latin America. This is PCJ Radio on 7590 kilohertz DRM. On shortwave, satellite, and the internet, this is PCJ Radio.